I'm not sure what's going on with the intro. It's not working. Okay.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I apologize. I think our intro song there was out trick-or-treating. Shame on it. Shame on it. I want to give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room. We've got some wonderful people in there tonight, especially our own hostesses. We've got Carlene and Lori and host Chris White, who's also a host on the show. And guess what? All of our chat people are going to be hosts. You know why? Tuesday, Lori C. starts as one of our regulars on Psychics Gone Wild. Saturday, Carlene will be starting, also with Jethro. She'll be broadcasting from a psychic fair right where she is. So that is going to be a lot of fun. We welcome and congratulate both of them. So here's to Lori and Carlene. All right, and I thank both of them and Chris tonight who are working in the chat room. Have lots of fun in there. So if you haven't signed into the chat room, the account is free. Go ahead and sign up, get you an account, and then you can interact too. Anyway, I'm Linda Irwin. I've got Jan Drake Bakke and Lynn Bleasdale with me. We'll start out with you, Jan. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. Yep, and thanks to Carlene, Chris, and Lori in the chat room and them coming on very soon in the next few days. And but yeah, everything's fine, and we're going into this October weather, and it's just kind of chilly. I'm not used to it, but that's the way it goes. We're going into fall.
Oh, crisp and crunchy. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, guys. It's really good to see you or talk to you tonight.
Yes.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. And thanks to the chat room, guys. We really appreciate your wonderful presence, helping us keep everyone in the loop. Yeah. So happy October. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy October, Halloween month. Call in to 773-897-6461. Get a free mini reading on the air. Also join in our conversation. Our topic tonight continues with the Halloween theme. We're going to be doing a little bit with monsters. Ooh. And other things that relate to Halloween. So sit back and relax and get ready for a wild time. We're going 90 minutes, people, so lots of opportunity to listen, call in, and win. How do you win? You go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the Contact Us link over there on the left. Fill out the cyber form there with all of your contact information and say, hey, I love this show. I want to win some prizes. And also tell us who you love and what you love about our show, because that helps us to bring quality programming to you. So we're going to start out, first of all, with Jan. Why don't you share your first poem?
Oh, right on. Okay. And it's just right off the bat, the first one here. And it goes, we might get a glimmer and feel a shimmer, a breeze or a tickle or a penny dropped or a nickel. The veil is thinner and the spirits are coming for dinner. That's what the spirits are doing on Halloween. We might see some sparkles in the air and hear some voices, I swear, or vroom, vroom, all around us. Those are the spirits that surround us. They are hearing the call, and they are coming out this fall. So pick out your favorite jelly bean because here it comes. It's Halloween.
I love it.
That's great.
Okay, how are you doing, Lynn? You got something planned for us tonight, or?
Well, yeah, I'm not being hilarious tonight, but I did pull up something I think might be rather important for people, and I'll read this out a little bit at a time through the show. But it's Halloween safety tips for pets.
Good.
Yeah, they're the ones that they can't help it. They didn't ask us to do this, but they're pulled into it anyway. And the number one, I think everybody knows this, that trick-or-treat candies are not for pets. All forms of chocolate, especially dark or baking chocolate, can be dangerous, even lethal, for dogs and cats. Symptoms of chocolate poisoning may include vomiting, diarrhea, rapid breathing, increased heart rate, and seizures. And Halloween candies containing the artificial sweetener xylitol can also be poisonous to dogs. Even small amounts can drop their blood sugar, and they can lose coordination and have seizures. They're not sure about it in cats, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Just keep the treats away from them and give them a dog cookie.
Very good.
Oh, great.
Very, very good.
Yeah, we'll dip into that one over the course of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually going to start out with, let's see, which one should we start with? Jan, why don't you pick one? Do you want 1, 2, 3, or 4 in the monster numbers? They're behind the crypt doors. Which one should I release? 1 through 4.
I think it's number 4.
Number 4 is the mummy. Yes.
Mm.
Librarypoint.org shares with us how the mummy has made it into our Halloween entourage. The shambling, non-speaking zombie-like characterization was used in the Hammer horror films featuring mummies such as the 1959 movie The Mummy and Curse of the Mummy's Tomb, and became the standard characterization of mummies in most films thereafter. In 1999, Universal released a remake of The Mummy and made a sequel, The Mummy Returns, in 2002. The Imhotep of these films was much closer to Karloff's original than the stereotype. He was a sorcerer who could assume a form resembling a mortal and cast magic spells, and he did not have to wear bandages throughout the film. These films were designed to be blockbuster adventure films rather than horror, and favored comedy and action sequences over darkness and a sense of creeping menace. There are no mummy films currently in production at Universal or any major studio. One might get the mistaken impression that the mummy has finally taken his long-awaited voyage to join Osiris on the River of the Dead. However, the mummy's millennia-old hatred of the living and his love for a mortal woman will always draw him back to the modern world. These characteristics make the mummy an enduring horror villain, and will ensure that he will return in many horror films and novels in the coming decades. Ooh.
Wow.
Well, they are
so
creepy
Jan,
things.
I'll ask Jan and Lynn, what's your feelings about the mummy?
Well, they're creepy, aren't they? Like the ones in the sarcophagi in museums and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty weird to look at. I don't know. They seem to be tied into the zombie almost, eh?
Yes, they
do.
Yeah.
I did. I know. That's what they feel like to me. They feel like a zombie type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
They are a little bit creepy.
Yeah. It's the total lack of emotion in them, I think. You can't reason with them. Oh, they're like Terminators. You can't reason with them. They feel no empathy, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
One good thing about them is they're really slow. You can outrun those suckers.
Well, that's good, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. If they went fast, they'd be really scary.
Or better yet, you get somebody to stand behind them as they start towards you and step on their bandage, and it will unravel them completely.
Wow.
Well, how about we start out with a reading tonight? Are you ready, ladies?
We are.
Sure.
I am. Yeah.
Yep.
All righty. Going to area code 803. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. My name is Melanie, and I was calling in tonight because we had to put one of my cats to sleep a couple days ago. So
I'm sorry.
Thanks. It was really just kind of sudden, and I just wanted to know if you could connect with her so she could tell us about her transition. I could know she was okay.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, because I've had this with two different cats, that they are okay. What my cat Nirmal actually showed me is that the minute that they stop breathing, the minute their heart stops beating, they actually turn into a white, pure white, snow white orb. And then that orb transitions, well, we traditionally call it the rainbow bridge, but it's actually into the spirit dimension. And they join with all of the other cats, dogs, any type of birds, fish, animals that you've ever had. And it's a big reunion over there. See, animals don't have to heal in their spirit form quite the same way humans do, because they're not programmed. They don't have any type of orthodox belief systems they have to overcome about what to expect. They are already in tune with the other side. Now, they may not appear to you right away to let you know they're okay, because there's a period of grieving you're going to have to go through, Melanie, and that's very understandable, and you need to do that in your own way. But when you are ready, they will appear to you either in a dream, or you might hear them playing with something that they played with when they were here in the physical, or feel them gently brush against you, or feel a couch cushion or something go down where you're sitting, or feel them walking on the bed. And sometimes you can see them, and other people can see them as well. You'll have people come over and visit, and they'll ask you, did you have a cat that was, and then they'll describe the cat to you, and it will just be amazing, because that's them making their appearance, letting you and the people visiting know that they're all right. But yes, your cat is all right. Jan, did you have anything to add to that?
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Melanie, and my cat Melanie. Lucy is my cat.
Oh, really? I had a boxer named Lucy. But does the cat have any kind of white? I keep seeing white in the cat's fur.
Right on the front of her chest and on her paws.
Okay, yeah, because I saw the white sort of near the upper area of her body. So I couldn't tell if it was on her face or on her neck or something. Okay, that's good, because I see her, or I see a cat with this. And what was I going to say? Well, you know, in everything that Linda said, that's what I agree with totally. And just in my personal experience with the animals, when they pass over, they'll a lot of times come to me in dreams immediately, just right away. And so I would, you know, that may be happening for you very soon, and that'll be really nice. And so, yeah, they, from what I've heard, Linda, did you say that they go fast? They go right there?
They do. They don't have anything they have to transition or heal from in spirit form.
Right.
But Melanie,
right,
I want to ask you, because I'm getting something about Lucille Ball, and I love Lucy.
She was an orangish red cat with the little white pieces, so I named her Lucy after Lucille Ball.
Okay, aww. Well, that's the message that they just now gave me to verify and validate. Lynn, what did you have?
Yeah, I'm writing down some stuff here. I wasn't able to connect with Lucy per se, Melanie, but I did get a very large bouquet of daisies being offered to you. So I don't know if that's a flower you love, but the names that are connected with that are Christopher and Dan.
Hmm.
Now, what they want you to do is work. You need to work through the grief you're in right now. You'll be in its grip for a little while, but you'll be able to start seeing signs of Lucy when your grief is less raw right now. Okay. You can help yourself to get through it. You don't have to speed up the process. It takes as long as it takes, and that's the way you have to get through it. But as you can, try to remember your good feelings with Lucy, the good times, the lovely stuff, and try to keep, just like let the pain of the death go. It's really, death is a little thing. It's just a transition. She's fine. You'll feel her when you're ready to just sort of connect and calm yourself. You'll feel her jumping up beside you. You will feel an energy come up beside you, and you may actually feel a physical step on the bed, but you will definitely feel her jumping up. And look, you have another cat that's still with us, right?
I have two more that are still with me.
Okay. Watch them very closely, because if anyone sees Lucy, they will. And just watch them. They'll look like they're looking at something. Then, you know, and you'll also feel her, like the same way you feel anyone's presence. You will feel her. But see what the names Christopher and Dan mean for you. And see what I should look up daisies, actually, but they were offering you a big bouquet of daisies. It's the first image I got when you started to speak. So I'll turn this back to Linda and Jan, and I'll just nip over, see what daisies mean, what significance. Okay, I'll be back.
Melanie, I'm actually getting a little bit of additional information here, and they're telling me, and I don't know if you can hear the popping behind me, but that's validation from my people on the other side and my star family, that she will make herself known to you in a way you will recognize Halloween night. So I would be watching for that, okay?
Okay.
Lynn, did you have anything on the daisies?
Yep. They symbolize purity, innocence, loyal love, beauty, patience, and simplicity. And I would say that wraps up animals in general for us, eh? That's what our pets bring. Yeah, so do you want me to read that again, or did you get that all?
Can you read it again, please?
I will. The flower, the symbolism that is connected with the daisy is purity, innocence, loyal love, beauty, patience, and simplicity.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that describes cats. Just love those little guys, yeah.
Oh, it does. And if you were a little bit anticipatory about the reading and you didn't catch it all as we were giving it, you can always come back to the show and probably about an hour after the show ends and listen in the archives. And some of it may make more sense to you at that time. Okay, Melanie?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Our comfort and love to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Melanie.
Bless you, Melanie.
I'll just mute you so you can continue to listen. Wow.
You know, oddly, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oddly, when she first came on, I saw the bat, though, for an animal that was around her. Isn't that strange,
cool.
A bat? Yeah.
So what does that have? What does that say, Jen?
Well, the bat was saying, let go of habits and attachments that no longer serve you and welcome the changes that are long overdue. And it's time to confront and conquer your fears. And it's also time to mingle and socialize more. And you're in a transition where the life that you once lived is dying and your new cycle is emerging.
All right.
Yeah, very synchronistic. Yeah. In many cases, often when we have someone that crosses over, whether it's a loved one or a pet, it is usually a signal for a change in our lives. And I think they go over there sometimes because they can do more for us over there than they can when they're here.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, did you want to do another monster thing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the third one. Werewolf. Wikipedia informs us that a werewolf, also known as a lycanthrope, is a mythological or folkloric human with the ability to shapeshift into a wolf or a wolf-like creature, either purposely or after being placed under a curse or affliction, such as a bite or a scratch from another werewolf. Long story short, it would appear that the concept in European folklore exists in many variants, which partially are comprised of the Christian interpretation of underlying Indo-European mythology, which developed in the medieval period. The colonials coming to America brought these beliefs with them. Did you know that suspected werewolves were tried in the same way as witches in Salem? This belief got its start in the 16th century, peaking in the 17th, and then slowly subsiding in the 18th. French and German-speaking countries were the main areas of werewolf trials and accusations. Even so, Bavaria and Austria held out the longest in werewolf persecution, with cases recorded from about 1650 into the early 18th century in Carinthia and Styria. Once the witch trials ended, focus turned to the folklore studies of werewolves, emerging into the Gothic horror genre with fiction that ties into medieval romance and even into science fiction. The trappings of horror literature in the 20th century became part of the horror and fantasy genre of modern pop culture.
Wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't you just love to snuggle up with a werewolf? I mean, they're so fuzzy.
Shall I read a little bit of it that goes along with what you just said?
Oh, please do.
I think that's very interesting about how they burned them also. That's kind of scary, God. But typically hyper-masculine, exceptionally muscular, exceptionally hairy, exceptionally violent. A man becomes a werewolf because of some sort of excess. Behavior is too rough, sexually deviant. 16th century in France, the teenagers who roam around the night, broke curfew, socialized outside of polite society, were known as werewolves. And they said that there was a hypertrichosis was a genetic disorder linked to a chromosome that can cause people to grow very thick hair over their faces and bodies. And they can physically resemble a werewolf. And I will have to say that I did massage a few people like that in my massage career. Mm. And it was really intense.
Was it a full moon when they came in, or?
What's that?
Did they come in during a full moon time, or?
I don't know. I don't think I took notice of that. But that's interesting. They might have. That's really interesting. I wish I would have noticed that, because I wonder if they did.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, Lynn, you've got a little bit more on the safety tips to share, right?
Yeah, I also have a thing open on Halloween monsters, so whichever you'd like to hear. Let's keep on the pets, because that's kind of important, and it's keeping in the theme of cats.
Okay.
So, yeah, something. Well, one of the things they listed as a monster on in the Halloween thing I was reading is the black cat. But keep all your cats indoors. Black cats are especially at risk from pranks or other cruelty-related incidents. In fact, many shelters do not adopt out black cats during the month of October as a safety precaution. So, yeah, keep all your pets confined that night. Keep them in another room, because you've got people coming to your door looking weird and calling out for candy. So your pet may become territorial, or just, you know, better to just pop them away in a safe room. And the other thing to remember, too, is ID. Make sure your pet's got an ID on them in case they do jump out the door or go missing. You don't want to be looking for them on that night. So that's a few pet things. Yeah.
Oh, I so agree. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's important to get that out there to people. Well, at this time, I'd like to remind everybody, October, we've got trick-or-treat prizes coming from Candy Club. We've also got Blue Moon Treasures has been giving out some really fun things, and they've got more fun things. How do you get into those prizes? Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the Contact Us link on the left. Fill out the cyber form with your contact information and tell us what you love about our show and that you want to get in for the prizes. Now, if you can't eat or don't want any of the candy prizes, please indicate that in the comments as well. Also, you can now call toll-free to schedule a personal one-on-one reading or play Psychic Monopoly. Mm-hmm. Psychic Monopoly is working towards some great Christmas prizes. Be sure to call 1-844-935-7200 and let us know your contact information on the message and who you love. We've got lots of hosts to choose from. Best way to get to know our hosts, other than going to the Psychics Gone Wild site, is to listen into all the shows. Never miss another show. Be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk, and all of the upcoming episode information will come right to your email inbox. You can just click on that and come right to our episode when it's time. Well, ladies, I think we should play a little bit of music and a word from our sponsor. Which number song, 1 through 4, would you like to hear? We'll ask Lynn.
4.
4 it is. All right, we're going to play When the Planets Align.
All right.
Thank you. What are you doing for Halloween this year? Why not join all of us from the other side shopping at Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa? Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop. Semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American product, jewelry, totems, Kirlian photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. Also available, personalized, hand-blended healing oils and astrology oils. Go to www.jethrosmith.net and select the metaphysical shop to find the right treat for you. Have a safe and happy Halloween!
Yes, indeed. The song you were just hearing was When the Planets Align by myself. And, of course, I also did the Blue Moon Treasures commercial. But if you want to get a hold of my music, be sure to contact me at continuumx@frontier.com, C-N-T-N-U-U-M-X @frontier.com. Also, my music CDs will be some of the prizes we're giving away at Christmas time. So be sure to get in for those, www.psychicsgonewild.com. And join our real Psychics Gone Wild group on Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. Before we get to the next one of Jan's poems, why don't we take another caller?
Okay.
That's good.
Sound like a
Love
plan?
Love that music.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Area code 917, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. 917. Hello? Okay, I think 917 may have stepped away from the phone, so we will go to the next one. 831, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yep.
What can we do for you?
Well, a lot is going on, and I'm feeling this wonderful shift. I'm owning that shift, but in the realm of this shift, I've got all the testosterone, egotistical individuals telling me how to buy a house.
Could I get your name, please?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. Well, I'm going to refer to the ET cards on this one, okay? See what they have to say.
Can
they
I
like
just put a little twist into that? My employer is using this against me in some way, too, like holding me hostage in certain aspects of my job, and because she knows I need the job in order for the bank and the loans and everything that goes on with buying a house. So where am I going here? I'm feeling pulled in multi directions.
Okay. I actually pulled two women and a man involved in this. And oddly enough, I don't think the man is the one that you're dealing with, but somebody new that's coming along that's going to be able to liberate you from all of the tension and stress you're going through. But the one I'm pulling for your boss, the woman, she's got something she's hiding, and I'm not sure what it is. If it relates to the work itself, and she's kind of concerned that something might come out. But I just walk on eggshells around her for now. Just don't start any kind of arguments or tension with her. The second one that I'm seeing might be is somebody outside of the work situation, and she's a very strong positive influence for you. She appears to have dark hair and is young. Not very young, but like maybe late 20s, early 30s. I don't know if it's a relative, friend, or somebody you've yet to meet, but she's kind of like one of those people you want to follow her lead. But the man that comes with her is kind of a golden liberation type person that will kind of shine the light on you and help you see your way out of the situation to get done what you want to do. Does that make sense to you?
You nailed my boss right on the button. The woman I have not met these two individuals yet.
Okay, well, they're coming. So keep your eyes peeled.
And
Dan?
They're a couple, but they work together.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, you got quite a few animals here, but I kept seeing Linda's wolf, too, Linda.
My wolf? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is the wolf, I guarantee.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
He's
then
being torn just as far and apart. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, well, maybe I was seeing your husband's wolf, too. you know, it's hard to know which one is the strongest one here that I'm seeing, because I'm seeing a dog and a horse. So, but anyway, both animals are loyal. They're both very strong, loyal animals. And I didn't get the entire story because I was looking so hard here, and I kept seeing the wolf. The wolf kept coming in, even more strongly than either of the other two. But let me just go to the dog, because I did see the dog a lot. And
keep your
faith strong, so no matter what's going on in your life, it's important for you to remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways. And keep your loyalty to those you love and cherish. You've been working on a project, and your resolve is beginning to fade. So if you're facing difficulty or challenge, don't give up. And
do your best to try
really hard at this. And it says you're very loyal to your friends and work situation and community. And so that's, and then you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people, and you do the best kind of work when you serve humanity. So that's what the dog says, and so it mostly says to not give up here, and you also had the horse, and I don't want to take up too much time, but I just want to just read like maybe one line, just to get an idea, because I did see the horse a lot too, and but the wolf, I still have to say, was even more predominant. And the horse says, "You're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You're much more powerful than you think you are. Teamwork with your family, friends, or community is important right now." And I'll leave you with that.
Great. Lynn?
Okay, I have some notes for you here, Lisa. The first thing I got a name for you. The name is Doreen, and the number 47 comes up with her. So I'll leave you with that to figure out what that would mean for you. But what I have regarding your work situation, I've written the phrase power struggle down twice here, and I'm sensing from your boss, are you considered very good at your job, Lisa? Like, you do a really, you're considered a good employee? And
I'm known as the closer. I handle mental health cases, not only as a nurse, but as an independent living skills instructor.
Okay.
And I am considered, I get the high profile, high demand cases, yes.
Yes, so you're good at your job. That's, and it's okay to say that about yourself, you know. It's perfectly all right. Okay, what I've written here is, no one can hold you hostage without your permission. Now, if you were in a real hostage situation, that probably wouldn't apply. But in this case, there's people trying to take power away from you. I suspect that what's going on with your boss, the feeling I'm getting, is that she sees you as a more powerful person for some reason, whatever, it shouldn't matter. And I think what you're feeling is fear coming from her, an insecurity that's in her and nothing to do with you. But her behavior, I think, is stemming from this fear. Don't let yourself be pulled into this drama. You're just going to have to take the high road stand firm and fast and don't get sucked into it. Don't give your permission. Don't let people take your power. You don't give your permission, they don't take it. And it's more to do with the other people around you. I'm going to suggest that you look up a poem. I'm sure you can find it on the internet, but I think it might help you right now. Do you know of the poet Rudyard Kipling?
Yes, I'm familiar with Kipling.
Okay, well, if you can find his poem, If, I-F, I'm sure if you just type in Rudyard Kipling and If, you'll find it right away. Now, it's written, I mean, it was written before feminism, so it's male-based, but just put she or her in and make it like a, or yeah, it just don't worry about the male bias. But read that poem and see if it doesn't just give you a little strength.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, you're up.
Thank you,
up,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And call back on
well,
that.
I find out in 2 days if the seller is willing to deal with the VA appraisal. So I'll let you all know. And
okay,
we're
thank you.
Right on, all of you, we're right on with my boss.
Oh.
Right on.
Well, cool. What do we say, Linda? Shields up.
Yes, at maximum and engage.
Absolutely. Shields up. Just don't let them in your energy space. Can we just do a real quick thing about the white light protection?
Sure.
Yeah, just ask your guides and your spirits and all your energy to just protect you. Picture yourself protected by the white light and give yourself a boundary around you and don't let any energy pass that. Excuse me. Don't let the energy pass that. You have your own field of protection, and we call it the white light protection.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa. And if you want to listen to this again, it will be available anytime in the archives, probably an hour after the show ends. Our best to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa.
Well, Jan,
thanks,
would
Lisa.
You grace us with one of your poems, please?
Okay. This is another kind of silly one. It's called Trick But Not Too Sweet. Happy Halloween! I bet you are ready for the fun to begin. Let's go take a ride on a broomstick and get a good balance for our insulin. We might want to choose carefully the candy we may eat. For those of us with sugar problems, even just one piece of sugar will be a divine treat. Hold on to your hat. It's up, up, and away as we fly. It's Halloween. We're jamming in the airwaves with our cat and broom in the sky. Happy Halloween month.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Yay.
And if you're out on your broom this holiday season, please do not text and fly. It
there
could be rather disastrous. The broom go right through the tree and your face smashed into the bark. No, we don't want to do that.
All right.
But anyway, let's get back to our monsters, shall we? Jan,
yes.
It's your turn to choose one or two.
How about one?
All right. Frankenstein. We are all familiar with the infamous book and subsequent movies revolving around the mad scientist Victor Frankenstein and his monstrous creation originated by English author Mary Shelley. But did you know there is more to it than the famous tales? Yeah. According to madsciencemuseum.com, in 1780, the Italian anatomy professor Luigi Galvani discovered that a spark of electricity could cause the limbs of a dead frog to twitch. Soon men of science throughout Europe were repeating his experiment, but it didn't take them long to bore of frogs and turn their attention to more interesting animals. What would happen, they wondered, if you electrified a human corpse? Galvani's nephew, Giovanni Aldini, embarked on a tour of Europe in which he offered audiences the chance to see his stomach-turning spectacle. His most celebrated demonstration occurred on January 17, 1803, when he applied the poles of a 120-volt battery to the body of the executed murderer, George Forster. When Aldini placed wires on the mouth and ear, The jaw muscles quivered, and the murderer's features twisted in a rictus of pain. The left eye opened as if to gaze upon his torturer. For the grand finale, Aldini hooked one wire to the ear and plunged the other up the, I think you know where we're going with this one. Forster's corpse broke into a hideous dance. The London Times wrote, it appeared to the uninformed part of the bystanders as if the wretched man was on the eve of being restored to life. Oh. Other researchers tried electrifying bodies with the specific hope of restoring them to life, but with no success. Early 19th century experiments of this kind are considered to have been one of Mary Shelley's main sources of inspiration when she wrote her novel Frankenstein in 1816. And that's how we get galvanized, is from Galvini.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like that parrot wouldn't voom. Do you remember that line?
Yeah.
That parrot wouldn't voom if you put 20 million volts through it.
Oh, I've had mornings like that, but more coffee will do it for me, but I'll wake up. Well,
right.
Lynn, did you have a little more you wanted to share on how to care for our pets during this scary time?
Yeah, let's see where we're at here. Okay, well, we talked about keeping them confined and away from the door, but we also they also mentioned to keep them, don't put them out in the yard. It's absolutely horrible, but vicious pranksters have been known to tease, injure, steal, and even kill pets on Halloween night. Inexcusable, yes, but preventable nonetheless. So yeah, don't even put them out in the yard. Keep them as safe as you can. Keep Halloween plants such as pumpkins and corn out of reach. They are relatively non-toxic, but such plants can induce gastrointestinal upset. And like if your dog eats a whole lot of pumpkin, it will give him a really bad tummy ache, and it can also cause intestinal blockage. And speaking of pumpkins, don't let them get too close to jack-o'-lanterns or any kind of flame you've got going, and also keep wires and electrical cords out of reach. You may have some extra electrical appliances or Halloween decorations up. Just watch those cords. Make sure they're not around where your pet can chew on them. And, there's one more here. Don't dress your pet in a costume unless you know they'll love it. So, yeah. Well,
that's
true. Some pets you
that's
can
so
just,
true.
Yeah, you can just tell by the look on their face, right? It's like they're doing it to me again.
Yeah.
So try on the costume before the Halloween night comes around. Make sure they're okay with that. And, if they can't wear a costume, just tie some Halloween fabric around their neck. They're usually going to look as cute as can be anyway. So there, I think we've kind of gone through the whole list. But just take care. You keep your little guys safe and happy on Halloween.
Oh, thank you
That's
so
great
much.
Great info.
Great tips, absolutely. And I want to thank Lynn for all she's sharing on here. Just stay tuned. We've got 40 more minutes to go, and we're going to have some more fun. And thanking Jan for all of her poetry and all of her input tonight on the monsters of Halloween. And I also want to thank Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa and Candy Club, our sponsors here on Psychics Gone Wild. They're giving away some fabulous prizes. How do you get into those prizes? You go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, use the Contact Us link, fill out the information, and be sure to tell us if you want candy or not. Otherwise, just say, I'm in for whatever prizes you've got. And we're working up towards a really, really big one come Christmas time. So be sure to get in for that. I guess I could share one more monster here.
All
right. You guys ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then we'll take a caller. All right, Dracula. Transylvanian vampire Count Dracula was most notably arisen by Bram Stoker in 1897. The monochrome silent film by F.W. Murnau, entitled Nosferatu, appeared on screens horrifying audiences in 1922. There are accounts of what would seem to be real vampires who have walked amongst us. According to paranormal.lovetoknow.com, some more well-known cases are that according to a report from the Guyana reunion in 2007, an elderly woman was lynched by a group of villagers who suspected her of being an evil spirit that drinks babies' blood. In Guyanese culture, this type of spirit can shift into the shape of an old woman and enter homes by passing through keyholes. This belief has roots in the Obeya religion, which is still practiced in that region. According to Ghost Village, the story of Mercy Brown dates back to the winter of 1892. A resident of Exeter, Rhode Island, the 19-year-old girl died of an unknown illness, but people around town began to report seeing her walking around. When Mercy's dead body was examined in the spring, her body reportedly still looked alive. According to the legend, Mercy's heart was removed in order to end her wanderings. To read more of these legendary cases, visit paranormal.lovetoknow.com.
Wow. Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. The only vampires we got around here is me. I'm drinking all the coffee out of the pot. I'm a coffee vampire. Well, shall we take another caller?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to try 917 again. Hello, 917, are you back? 917.
Hmm.
Ooh, okay, well, we'll just put them on and presume that they didn't mean to press one, that they're just listening. So now we will go on to 949. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Selena.
Selena, okay. And what can we do for you?
I don't know. I'm liking I heard the music at the beginning of the show, and I'm like, the boo part, yeah, I feel like boo-boo. Blah, blah. So, even though I'm laughing right now, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, is it, you know, nothing's going on. That's maybe what it is. Do you see anything happening for me for even love or career or finance, anything happening soon?
Okay, first of all, I want to remind you that until the, excuse me, goodness, I don't know what's happening there. I'm trying to take a drink here. Through the 25th, we've got Mercury in retrograde, and we've got moon wobbles. So why don't I take a drink, and I'll let Jan do animal totem.
Sure.
And we'll, okay.
Belina, is that your name?
Yes.
That's a neat name. I'm not, right off the bat, I'm not seeing an animal. I'm seeing this girl with blonde hair. And she's like just sort of sitting there, and I'm hoping that the animal is going to appear, and I'm not seeing one yet. And so it happens in seconds usually, and it's somehow it's just not. I just keep seeing this blonde-haired girl. Is there someone blonde that you're related to or something? I don't know why she's come in. Nobody that you know.
No.
Okay. That's okay. You never know.
I'm back, and I asked them what was going on with my throat, and they said, we're trying to show you for Selena that it's a throat chakra problem. They're telling me that you're not expressing what it is you want to do creatively. And so tied into that, we see a mentor card for you. There seems to be someone in your life, either online or in physical, that will help you to express creatively who you are. And they're showing me that you could actually be building a foundation, a website, a circle, spirit circle perhaps, or something of those nature if you just express yourself. You're sort of in a place where you're not really doing much. And they're also showing me the golden liberation, which means if you follow through with this, your period of blah will end. Does that make sense?
It makes sense that I don't know what direction I should go in or what I should do. You know, if my heart feels kind of hollow right now, and then I know what direction I guess I honestly for career, but it's just financially right now I just feel disconnected, like, you know, it's just constant struggle. So, you know, I just don't feel
well,
any
Lynn,
excitement.
Maybe you have
about
more
anything.
Concrete details for her.
Yeah, I've got a few notes here. Hi, Selena.
Hi.
The first thing that I wrote down for you, dear, is it has to start with you. And I'm getting a sense that you're kind of, perhaps you're afraid to, actually what Linda said about your throat chakra really, I went, oh yeah, good for you, Linda, because that's kind of what I'm writing down here for you. Are you afraid perhaps to ask for what you need?
I think maybe a little bit because I've just been so many times disappointed. So, and I think, and then I tell myself to be positive, and then I become negative, and
mm-hmm.
I mess up
yeah.
my manifestation, and then it doesn't manifest because I know it can happen.
Okay,
you know?
Well, that's, the self-blame is, you've got to lose that because it's
mm-hmm.
such a trap to fall into. It's like, I told myself to be positive and I wasn't positive, therefore I'm bad. You see, you can make a chain of connection about that. And I think...
I'm getting frustrated also with not being able to dream because I've asked to dream and it's not happening, so I'm getting frustrated.
Are you talking about physical, like dreams when you're sleeping or dreams like having a dream for your life? Is that what you mean?
A dream for a message because I usually dream and I get a message or at least sometimes I do. I get a message either for me or for someone I know close to me and it manifests. So.
That's okay. If it's not happening, doesn't mean it's gone away forever. If there's a silence from your dream world, it could be that you need to focus more on the physical because I think, see, just going back here, it feels, I think, to you that nothing right now is appealing to you. You know, but I wrote down when you were speaking about the financial problems, we are the 98%. Most of us fit into the 98% that the world's messed up that way right now. The people that work the hardest tend to be paid the least. And believe me, you're not alone. There are so many others struggling with this right now. So don't worry about the money. You've got to find the thing. I mean, don't not work or pay your bills or whatever, but find the thing. You've got to go deep. You've got to actually reconnect with yourself because if you're waiting for it to come to you, you've got to find out what it is you want, what it is you need. And that may need to be a little meditation practice that you do. But I have a feeling something happened, probably a series of things that have made you afraid. And the fear is, love is way stronger than fear. And start with yourself. Do things to love yourself and look after yourself. And don't indulge in the negative self-talk. You are love. You are loved. Simple, plain, and know that. Keep that with you. And it starts with you. That's the first thing I wrote down. It starts with Selena. And again, you do well to put that protective circle around you. Don't let other people's energy infiltrate your own, and don't let people take your power away. You count, you matter, and what you want is important. That's the only way you're going to get the money coming in, do something that you love, but you first must find it. A lot of homework there, but I think if you follow through with yourself first, Selena, you're going to find some results. And know and trust the universe wants you to succeed, and they want you to be happy.
Should I burn a white candle?
If that is something that helps, I find that really helps me with meditation. Linda and Jen, what do you guys do? Do you burn candles?
I always burn candles. I burn candles a lot. It helps greatly. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fire is energy and life, and to have that around you, it helps. I think it helps spirit come through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Anything? I have one going right now too.
There
white
you
candle,
go.
As a matter of fact, I see a watch.
Okay.
I see. Shall I go now or?
Sure.
Okay. I'm all excited. Anyway, I don't know why this doesn't ever usually happen to me, when I cannot pick up an animal. It just didn't come through. I kept seeing this girl. And anyway, the wasp came through, and it said to break out of your routine and do something that's adventurous, too, unusual and completely different from what you would ordinarily do. Lead with your heart and not your mind right now. Whatever you're dreamed of doing, put some plans into action that will help you realize them. You may be going through a period of tangled emotions and mood swings. You want to stay as centered as possible. Everything that Lynn said was just so right on, too. And if you're in a bit of a rut and you're wanting to break out of it, so now's the time to start working for that manifestation of breaking out of that. And you may be feeling a need for emotional and physical nourishment. But at the same time, you're also a very hard worker and are willing to do what it takes to get that job and get it done. And so anyway, that's all I wanted to leave you with that. And everything both Linda and Lynn said were really helpful too. And I wish you a lot of luck, and just have faith that you will be able to do all of this.
Okay, Selena.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. And listen to the shows. It's very uplifting and fun, and kind of takes you out of that space of yourself and puts you into our group, our family of Psychics Gone Wild, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Selena.
Thank you, Selena.
And be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk. Click that follow button. Get all of the upcoming episode information right to your email inbox. And we're going to take a little bit of a break here and play another song. And we're also going to hear from another sponsor. In addition to Blue Moon Treasures, we've also got Candy Club. And this song is Her Mirror Is Broken Now by yours truly.
Igor. Just settle your chains and go back in your cave. You know I've been slaving over a hot cauldron all day and have not had time to go out on my broom from house to house. Do you have this problem at your place? Ghoul friends coming over and nothing to serve? Candy Club is the best place to have premier candies delivered to your door. You can enjoy the brand new candies yourself, share them with your family, or send them to a friend. Want to feel sweet all year round? They offer money-saving multi-month plans that save you cash while sweetening your stash. Every month, you'll receive a new box of hand-picked candies and treats from our huge selection. Candy Club wants to deliver fresh candy to your door month after month. Each month, you'll receive a selection of 2 to 3 pounds of your favorite candies. There are thousands of candies could give you and your loved ones millions of smiles and cackles. All you have to do is sit back and get ready to enjoy the sweet life. In fact, the only choice you have to make is how many months you want to enjoy the sweet life. If you're craving a short-term sweet tooth fix, then a one-month supply could be the perfect treat. For long-term sweet satisfaction, their multi-month memberships can give you even more to enjoy. They are the crusaders of candy, the sultans of sweet. The whole reason they're here is to make your life a little easier and a little sweeter at the same time. After all, what's wrong with a little indulgence every now and then? Especially when you can share a smile or a scream with the people you love. That's the spirit. Happy Halloween, trick or treat.
Happy Halloween, trick or treat. Indeed, Candy Club will be providing some prizes, so be sure to get in for those. 773-897-6461 is the number to call. We've got a little over 20 minutes left, and we will be taking some more readings. Well, Jan, Lynn, are we ready to go wild on another caller?
Okay, let's
definitely.
Go.
Okay. 314, you're at our door.
Wait. Oh, I'm supposed to ding dong.
Hi.
Hmm? Ding dong. Hey, it's Joni.
Hi,
Joni.
Woo.
Now we can get the party started.
Yeah, right. Oh, my faves. Well, anyway, let's see. So much to say, so little time. Just really whatever you pick up. I've gone
just
on a couple
the general?
Interviews. Yeah, I've gone on a couple interviews, and the money house is really scary. But really, if you pick up anything, I know it's meant to be.
I'm actually seeing somebody that's either crossed over a guide for you. They are someone that's done a lot of traveling, a male that is older. This could be
mm-hmm.
a father, uncle, grandfather figure, or a friend. Somebody that's done a lot of traveling in their life. So I don't know who
okay.
that is. But they are showing me also that they are in with you in your meditation, and sometimes you can sense a presence with you when you meditate. Especially
mm-hmm.
right before you go to sleep at night, and that
mm-hmm.
in your dreams you've been given a gift. I don't know if you can recall what you're dreaming at night, but they're giving you the gift to answer what it is you need. Does that
wow.
resonate?
Oh, I'm very hopeful for that. You know, a lot of my readings, a lot of times they pick up my dad or my brother that's passed, but... Yeah, I'm not. I get pieces of dreams just like when I wake up, but then it goes away. So, it resonates. I'll be looking more for it now and be aware of
okay,
it a little better.
Okay, it's encoded into your super conscious. You don't lose it just because you can't recall it in the morning. You don't lose
yeah.
it. It's sort of encoded in there, and you'll find out what it is later when you need it. But
that's
I don't
cool.
know if that's your father or your brother, but whichever one, or maybe both that did the traveling, that's who's with you.
Yeah, the one that passed away had an accident. He was he was out of he wasn't here. He was, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, he was
well,
up
they're
on
there with you.
Oh, that's so cool because it's quite exciting but scary right now for me. So that's good. Thank you so much for that. I'll remember that piece of it. That makes me feel like build it and it will come. So it's happening. I'm allowing it, welcoming
right.
it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Jan?
Oh, nice, Linda. And hi, Joni. Hi, Jan. I see a rabbit for you. And just really big and clear there. And the rabbit is associated with the moon, the fairy realms. It's optimism, creativity, caution, and humility. And you are sensitive and flexible at the same time, ready to change as the situation changes. You may appear to progress in leaps and jumps, but in fact you are optimizing your creativity and your fertility of mind, heart, and body. Rabbit also helps you to attune to the phases of the moon, so you are aware of its influence on yourself and your endeavors, and you plan accordingly. Well organized, you do not announce your moves, but keep your head down so that others cannot take advantage of you. Loving, artistic, and sensitive. You could be a vegetarian, but that's what it says typically rabbit people are. But you also know how important it is to have still and quiet times. So does that sound? Yes, it sounds, it's definitely a mouthful with that whole description. And
okay.
I'm definitely embracing what you just said. That does resonate somewhat, or at least I'm moving towards it. Without jumping, you know, like sporadically, I'm trying to, not smarter, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Good.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I'm just scribbling madly here. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Lynn.
I get an energy immediately for you. It's someone who's helping you from the other side, someone in spirit, and her name is either Marion or Marie. It's a name like that, and I'm also getting a strong sense of the month of June. I'm getting the number 6, but I feel that is relating to the month of June. Okay. Joni, you're developing yourself spiritually quite a lot lately, right? Am I right?
Okay. Absolutely.
You're developing into quite the light worker, and congratulations, like you're on a great journey. I want to suggest to you that you try working with some physical tools. Try working with some divining rods,
mm-hmm.
and if you can get yourself a cut crystal, crystals aren't my strong suit, so I would find out what sort of crystal is good for you. Maybe Linda mm-hmm. or Jan can help you with that. But get a cut crystal and start working with as a pendulum,
mm-hmm.
and see if you don't get some answers and some energy back from that. And one thing I think is very important for you: you're at a turning point right now. You're about to embark on some pretty good, as I think Linda mentioned, you're going to have some seriously good adventures. Important to do before you start all that is to get rid of any old garbage, any emotional, energetic garbage that you're storing up. Use the violet flame, which is above our heads. Just use the violet flame meditation to get rid of that. Just send it up into that. It's kind of like our spiritual, what do you call it when you burn your garbage?
Release?
No, the
release
thing that
your
you
baggage?
Put it into. Yeah, but a spiritual
awakening.
No, it's a thing you put your garbage in and then burn it.
Trash bin.
Okay, yeah, it's a trash bin. What I'm saying is,
I feel like I'm on that show. You know, sounds like.
Now we're professionals here, right? Okay. Picture a violet flame above your head. And send anything that's sitting down low in your first and second chakra area, old family
mm-hmm.
stuff especially, get rid of it, pull it up and pull it out and just burn it up in the violet flame and let it go for good, because you're going to need the space to become the new, spiritual person you're becoming. Yeah, you're on a roll, kid.
Wow, that's so weirdly good, scary, exciting, different. I've been like actually really dizzy and kind of sick in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I'm just now starting to, you know, I'm just hoping that the unseen, what you're saying, it's kind of like I'm starting to really believe it or shift or something. Yeah, so that's very, very, very cool. I know we're on a call and we got to hurry, but another thing I'm wondering, I'm interested in, like last night, just quickly, you know, the Cardinals are playing. None of that matters to me. I don't care. But I met somebody at I never go to the restaurant bars or anything right now. And so anyway, long story short, I went there, met her, sat next to her and her sister. And the interesting thing is the two people that talked, one was very politically right-wing, but very boisterous in, it felt like fear and judgment, very much, what's that word, cavalcis, but it felt almost like, and then another girl just randomly came into there, and she had a cute little hat, and she kind of looked Harry Met Sally, just kind of goofy, like artsy. She sat down, and then the next thing you know, she comes over, and we're just talking, and I have crystals on my neck, and I said something about Native American. I was talking about sage, and she all of a sudden said, oh, I see visions, and she said, that scares me, and I looked on her Facebook page, and it's like she talks about all these. What I'm saying is, let me boil it down. I'm wondering, instead of they try to say to me, because I'm the way I am, and I come from love, and I'm Jewish, but I'm like very, I'm very spiritual, and yet they look at that sometimes like, oh, you're, you know, and they bring the real, just the, oh, I got dizzy, so that must be energy. They bring the work that to me. Yeah, okay, so I'm trying to recognize what's going on with me. But what I'm wondering is, I'm not saying that, oh, judgment, like I'm light and you're dark, but I'm just wondering, are they showing up for me to, because they act like this girl acted like when I was talking to her, and she said, you know, I'm here because I'm sent to you for a reason. And I'm just like, what is happening? So anyway, not that you get anything from that. I don't know what's happening and why. I'm just aware of it. So,
well, I'll just is it okay if I just jump in real fast just for a minute before, please?
Sure.
Just out of the top of my head, it's just everything that's going on right now, and even some of my family members and just friends, we're all feeling kind of the same way. Like, what is going on right now? Like, gosh, it's just there's just so much change in the perspectives, the energy, it's a time of, it's just a huge time right now, I think, of upliftment and change. And, I mean, all this stuff has been happening to me that I've never done before, psychic stuff,
right.
Animals, I mean, it's all a big change, and I think we're all sort of going through, yeah.
Right. I was just wondering, because it feels like when you're saying that like it's like taking sides. Like, I hate to say this, but it's almost like you could just see the invisible. Like, it's like to the right, those people are getting stronger and clinging. And then there's like, and I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm aware there must be. Just now I just got that feeling. And the other, you know, my cat died on August 22nd, and which has been horrifying for me. But this whole thing started, this shift or like this place, once that happened for me, because I've just got to that, you know, gutted feeling. Anyway, thank you guys. I don't want to take up. Thank you for those messages. It's awesome. And it's made me
Thanks,
a little
Tony.
Aware. You help me on this pathway. And I love you guys for the work you do. And I'm glad I'm going to get to be, or I'm becoming a light worker, or unpeeling into a light worker without trying to sound cheesy. So
No. But Joni, can I just say one thing?
Yes, please.
You have the power to discern different energies, right? I got a kind of a funny feeling about this woman you were talking about. Some people kind of treat it like a parlor trick or something, to just like it's an ego thing. Be really careful. Pay attention to the feelings you get around people. And what you're seeing as judgment is just discernment.
Right.
Don't act, yeah, you just
exactly.
You need to know for yourself. Yeah, it's just like driving a car. You're going to be looking at the road ahead, and just don't just let people jump into your energy field higgledy-piggledy. If you don't feel right about them, just keep them at arm's length and send them love. But, you know,
that's what I'm learning.
Usually I let it walk all over me, and then I say, why can't I have any friends, or why am I the weird one? And I'm just starting because
of this.
Just because of this isolation mode. Right. Uh-oh, eight minutes. Okay.
Well,
so,
thanks, Joni. We really got to go. We've only got about 8 minutes left, and
got
some more information to get in.
Yeah,
thank
stay
you.
Strong.
Thanks, Joni. Okay. Thanks, babies. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joni.
Bye-bye. Dan, would you share another poem with us, please?
Oh, sure. Sure. My glasses were off. And this one says, on Halloween night, I might dress up as a fairy princess or a vampire, I confess. And what about being a blessing? Or how about being someone confessing? Or what about being the light or an owl for the night? Or a loving magical breeze of fairy dust? That sounds like a must. Or someone who is healthy and well? Or what about being a blowed kiss in the wind that lands on someone's cheek, smack? That would be something to see and tell. What about being a prayer or a dove in the air? Whatever it is, make it what you like and feel to share in the night as you shapeshift with delight. It's a time of creativity and community, with life in many places coming together on Halloween night, and us sharing our many faces. And that's it.
Oh, wow. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
And be sure to follow our Thursday night show, Jandrake Bakke, Linda Irwin, Lynn Bleasdale, by hitting that follow button up there at the top of the episode screen. And you can also listen to us anytime in the archives, and we invite you to do so. One thing we know as light workers is maybe you didn't get picked to talk to us tonight, but oftentimes the messages you hear from others will apply to you as well. You just have to see if it does. Should we grab one more call before we get kicked out the door tonight?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
All right. 770. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Is this Maddie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Maddie.
Boys, how you doing?
Great. Sure. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I just wanted to see what you guys can tell me. Whatever. Just tell me something good.
I actually see either you're taking a trip or someone is coming to see you from far away, and this person is someone that you've known probably for at least 20 years. And I'm seeing also a female is involved with this that's a very positive influence for you. So I don't know if it's a family member that's coming to see you or an old friend that you know through someone, perhaps. But that's what I'm showing for you. How does that sound?
Wow, that is going to be a really surprise because I have no clue who that could be.
Don't know either, but Jan?
Coming from far away. Oh, okay.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Yep, I see. I also see a horse for you, too.
A horse?
So,
Okay.
Yep, and so I'm just going to read it from I like to read it from different books and stuff, what they say. So let me just see what this one says here. Yeah, that came in really, really clearly for you, so... Sometimes they come in so fast. And it says mobility, strength, divination, loyalty, compassion, power, and speed. Horse helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. Your intuition is finely tuned, and you use reason to serve your intuition. Although self-contained, you are sensitive to others, and you think before you speak. A compassionate, friendly person, you know that freedom of mind, spirit, and body is earned. You tend to look on life as a grand adventure. And if the horse has shown up, perhaps you are in a need to travel and to broaden your horizons. Or simply,
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that, too.
And that
Lynn?
Is true. I do think before I speak. I have always.
Cool.
You know, I just don't like to keep a feeling.
Well, Lynn, just got 3 minutes left, so.
Okay. Maddie, I'm picking up a very nurturing energy from you. Are you someone who likes to cook for people?
I don't do a whole lot of cooking. I do occasionally. Since I'm not, I put it this way, when I was married and had my family, I used to love to make different dishes. But now that I'm a single woman, I don't do a whole lot of cooking. In fact, tonight I had just a big salad. That was like...
Okay, well, you know what? I'm just suggesting here that don't give it up. It's something you used to love to do. I see you making some money for yourself. It could be kind of a cooking thing, recipe writing, or selling, like doing like where they sell the cookware. I didn't want to give a name on the air, but they have those, the selling parties where they, you might want to look into that. Just as something that might be a little money-making something for you. I think you're probably really good at it, and I think you'd enjoy having the people around you again. But do it for, you know, instead of have to do it, you do it because you want to. And
right.
I'm also, yeah, and I know we're running out of time. I'm getting a younger male energy. His name is Michael, and the number 13 is around that. So I'll leave you with that, my dear. And, just
Michael. I do have a younger male energy around me, but his name is not Michael. His name is Aaron.
No, this is a Michael. It doesn't have to be a family member, but he is a young. He passed at a younger age, and the number 13 comes up.
Oh, you meant on the other side? Okay, on the other side.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes. Yes. He could just be one of your gang that's just helping you get through the life path, you know. But or you can look it up, see if any members of your family. But it's a younger male energy named Michael and the number 13.
What does the 13 mean?
That's up for you. That's for you to figure out, my dear.
We'll leave you with that, Maddie.
Okay.
And you call back and let us know what you figure out, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank
you, Maddie.
You. Sure, Maddie. Good night.
Right. Okay.
Have a good night. All right. Jan, tell everyone how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. It's jandrake007 at hotmail.com, and I'm on the website for www.psychicsgonewild.com, and my own website will be coming out in a couple months, in a month or so. I'm not going to give it out again because it's not ready. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. You can email me at worklight99@gmail.com, and my website is http://lbleasdale.wix.com/lynn.
Thank you so much. And you can find me at continuumx, continuumx.wix.com/Linda Irwin. And you can find all of us and all of our hosts Monday through Friday, and this week coming up, also on Saturday, we will have a special show. But for now, stay tuned to Patty Negri and Jethro Smith tomorrow night at 2 hours earlier than this show. So everybody, stay wild.